Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Kesubais, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Remember what we learned in Mishnah Vav? He tainis, she's not a psula. She says, yeah, but when you were Makadish me, I was. Something happened afterwards. So it's like you bought a field that was flooded. And he tainis, now it happened before. And therefore, it was a mistake. I don't have to give you your Kesuba. So here's a similar machlokes. He says that she's not a psula. She was with another man. He amar, she says, the reason you're thinking that way is because mukas eitzani. I was struck by a piece of wood. And therefore, she lost her simen that she's a psula. But she was never together with anyone else. Vuhu aimer, he says, loy ki ela drusas ishat. It's because you were with another man. Who's believed? Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer aimrim nemenes. She's believed. She does not lose her ksuba. Rabbi Yeshua says, like he said in the previous Mishnah, loy mi pia anu chayin. We don't live by her word. I want to remind you the vart from the Meleches Shlaima. Emes is one of the three things that the world stands on. So we don't necessarily live by her word, meaning we live on Emes, and we can't necessarily accept that what she says is Emes for sure. Ela rezu b'cheskas drusas ishat. We're going to have to assume that it was another man who did it, atche tavi raila devran, until she can prove that she was just hurt by the piece of wood. By the way, if he's a kohen, if she's the wife of the kohen, and after the time of Erison explains about Tenura, he says, no, you're with another man, she can't be with him anymore. Because according to his taina, he's not allowed to live with her. Are you going to say maybe it was a oinus? The man forced her, it wasn't her fault. So by Yisrael, that wouldn't prevent her from continuing to live with her husband. But if she's the wife of a kohen, it would. So by him saying, no, you're with another man, and maybe he's trying to get away with paying the ksuba, but he's making a big mistake, because it becomes what's called shavya anafshe chaticha de isura. It's like he gave himself, he served himself the isur. By saying she was together with another man, and he's a kohen, that means she can no longer live with him.